Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Good evening. We are tuned in once again to another episode of the Saturday Spotlight. It is February 1st, 2020. We have made it through January, and now we are into the month of February. It is February 1st, 2020. And again, welcome to another episode of the Saturday Spotlight with your boy, the one and only, that's E-R-Y, not R-E-Y, R-O-S-H-E-L-L, author Jeffrey Rochelle. Tonight, we talk to Author Champagne. We find out who Author Champagne is. We welcome her in. We talk about her book. And like we always do, just kick back, talk amongst ourselves, and just kick back, because it's Saturday. We got one more day till the weekend is over before we go back to work. So I try to make this show as comfortable as I can when I welcome my fellow author brothers and sisters on, and also when I'm bringing different shows to you each week. It's like a kickback, because it's like Saturday is here. Most of us are off, and you know you want to kick back and enjoy the show. So let's enjoy another episode of the Saturday Spotlight. So tonight we talk to Author Champagne. We get to know who she is. We talk about her books and all of the other good stuff. So, recap of my week. This week, before I talk about my week, let's just say, wow, can y'all believe what happened last weekend when we lost NBA star Kobe Bryant? That was a major blow. When I woke up out of my sleep to hear that and to see it on the TV, I was just stunned. Like, I could not really believe it. Like, we lost Kobe Bryant. And I didn't really know that Kobe Bryant accomplished all the things that he had done just from this past week by looking at all the different interviews that they were doing on him, the different stories that they were covering, the things that he did. I didn't realize that he had accomplished so much outside of basketball, as well as having a love for the Lord. And I really truly believe that him and his daughter, Gianna, rest in peace to both of them, have, you know, went on and transitioned to be in heaven. And it was just very, very sad. I was already getting over a good friend of mine passing at the age of not even 40 from a massive heart attack. But then just to hear this and hear Kobe Bryant and the other victims that were on the plane that went down, it's been quite a month for January, I should say. So better days are ahead. We got to stay prayed up. Tell your loved ones that you love them, like I stressed last week. Tell your loved ones that you love them. The people that you were friends with, if you can't rectify the situation, leave it alone. Don't try to fix it. But if you can fix it and y'all can come to a mutual agreement and y'all can sit down and hash it out, do that, because life is too short. We hit a day, gone tomorrow, and it don't matter how old you are. How old you are. We don't know when our number is going to be called. So I live life to the fullest. I don't regret anything I've done. I thank God for breath in my body every day, and I just keep on living because I don't know when my number will be called. But when my number is called, I want him to say, well done, and I want to feel like I accomplished and was well done on this earth in my physical realm. So just stay prayed up. Let's keep a positive mindset. Condolences to Kobe Bryant's wife and his daughters. Also the other victims that were on the plane, condolences to their family. And let's just go into February with a positive mindset, because February is Black History Month. And this month, I am asking and challenging you, if you read books, to read one book from one author that you have, a Black author, I should say, that you have not read, or just to pick up one book by a Black author and read it. Even if it's my books, if you have not read any books by me, and I have 4 books, 2 in the series and 2 that are standalones. If you have not read any books by me and you are on my Facebook page, I challenge you to either directly hit me up to get a price for any 4 of my books or all 4 of my books, or go on Amazon via Kindle or paperback and purchase. Or if you got Kindle Unlimited, you can read all 4 of my books for free if you have Kindle Unlimited. Go on there, get my books, and read them. That's what I challenge everybody to do the month of February, to read a book or read books by a Black author or Black authors that they have not heard of, or step outside their genre. If you read a certain genre, step outside of that and read another genre. Just, I want you all just to read a book, because Black History Month is so powerful. It's so important. We only get 1 month of what we do, and it goes by so quick. So this whole month, I'm promoting reading literacy by Black authors. And like I said, if you haven't read anything by me, hit me up or either go on Amazon and check me out. But for my week, I said goodbye to Charter Senior Living, which was my employer for 2.5 years as of this Thursday. It was a very bittersweet moment. There were times that I wanted to shed tears. It was kind of heart-wrenching to see the elderly that I worked with and cared for shed tears when they found that I was leaving, but they gave their well wishes on that as well, too. And I leave my love and well wishes with them and their family members that I was close to as well, too. And it's hard when you leave a job, even though I left because of, you know, personal reasons, and I really felt like, I'm not going to dog the company out, but I really felt like they could have did a better job with their employees and the residents that stay there, and I left because of those reasons. Even though there was bad days, there were good days. And there were the good days that, and the good times that I shared with those residents there, and you become family with those residents. When you're in healthcare and working, you become family with a job, period, when you're there for so long. And I was there, would have been 3 years in June, but 2.5 years. And I've seen coworkers come and go. I've experienced deaths of residents that have touched me, that I've shed tears. And just to see the residents that I worked for now, just the last day, they embraced me all, gave me a party, some gave me cards, little gifts. It was really, really hard, but I had to go to the next level for myself. They understood that, give me their well wishes, because, you know, you can't stop anything in life. Everything change has to happen. It has to happen, and it was time for my change. I had went back to school, as some of you all know, for medical billing and coding, and I found a job similar to that professional field. So I took it. And I'm getting ready to embark on this new journey starting on Monday. I'm nervous. I'm learning a new healthcare system. I'm back on a computer in an office in a cubicle. So I'm very nervous, but this is what I set out to do for the rest of my life. This is my career field. And it was not the healthcare field, but I will say this. I have a respect for CNAs. I have a respect for nurses. I have a respect now for the elderly, and I have a respect for those that care for the elderly and making sure the elderly have that type of proper care, because I worked in the field, and I've seen the good and the bad. And when I took the job at Charter Senior Living, it was supposed to only be a summer job, but it turned into a 2.5-year career. And the reason it did that is because I loved what I was doing. There was opportunity for overtime. So I was bringing home big, big checks every now and then, but it was the overall fact that I had a love and care for the elderly, because I treated those elderly people there like they were my own family members. And that's what they praised me for and gave me recognition for in the end, because of my workmanship and the way I treated those people. Because if I had my mother or somebody at a facility being cared for, I want them to be treated the same way as well, too. So I didn't look at those people as a number. I didn't look at those people as, oh, they just stay here. I treated them like they were my own relatives. And in the end, that was my reward. And I really feel like I would be rewarded later on in life for that as well, too. So, like I said, 2.5 years, it was a very bittersweet moment. They gave me a party. But now I am with a new company working in the medical field still, but back in the office now. So I'm really nervous and excited at the same time. And I just ask you all just to pray for me as I embark on this new journey working with medical insurance. So, as always, we always know this show is sponsored by Beggar's Pizza in Gary, Indiana, and they're open till 12 a.m. tonight. Their address is 4345 South Broadway in Gary, and they're open till 12 a.m. tonight. And their phone number is 219-951-0695. That's Beggar's Pizza in Gary, Indiana. They're open till 12 a.m. tonight, ran by two of my classmates, Jonathan Harris and Quentin Cellblock. We call him Cellblock, but his real name is Quentin. They both own that Beggar's Pizza. I went to school with them. Address is 4345 South Broadway in Gary, and their phone number is 219-951-0695. And Mickey's on Stoney, home of the famous jerk fries. They're open till 1 a.m. tonight, and their address is 8126 South Stoney Island in Chicago on the southeast side. And you can hit them up at 773-902-2800. If you're ever in Chicago, I tell you and ask you to please check out Mickey's on Stoney. They have an IG page. If you're not, please friend them on IG, because the food that they make there is off the chain. They make not even just the jerk fries. They do different stuff, and the food is delicious, and it's off the chain. Again, they're open till 1 a.m. tonight. Address is 8126 South Stoney Island in Chicago on the southeast side, and their phone number is 773-902-2800. And Raise the Bar, located at 3350 West 159th Street in Markham, Illinois, serving sweets, hot food, and customized treats. You name it. Try their weekly food special. They're open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. and 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Saturday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And their phone number is 708-566-4088. That's Raise the Bar, located at 3350 West 159th Street in Markham. Phone number 708-566-4088. And Pop Culture Gourmet Popcorn, not just serving you cheese, caramel, and butter, they're serving you jerk flavored, pizza flavor, you name it, over 50-plus flavors of popcorn. Pop Culture Gourmet Popcorn is located at 509 East 153rd Street in Phoenix, Illinois, located in the Phoenix Plaza off Halster Street. Their hours of operation is Wednesday through Sunday, 12 p.m. to 6 p.m., and their phone number is 708-825-9105. That's Pop Culture Gourmet Popcorn. They're open Wednesday through Sunday from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m., and their phone number is 708-825-9105. And Layla Sports Bar and Grill, serving you for all your sports watching needs. I'm sure Layla's will be packed tomorrow for the Super Bowl, because the Super Bowl game is tomorrow. So serving you for all your banquet sports bars, you just want to sit back and have a drink, go ahead and hit Layla Sports Bar and Grill up. They're open Monday through Thursday, 3 p.m. to 11 p.m., Friday, 7 p.m. to 2 a.m., Saturday, 7 p.m. to 3 a.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. And their phone, address is 14908 Chicago Road in Dalton, Illinois, and their phone number is 708-414-1088, and that's Layla Sports Bar and Grill, and their phone number again is 708-414-1088. And their address is 14908 Chicago Road in Dalton, Illinois. So just to piggyback on books that you guys can read for the month of February, Like I said, I challenge you all to just take one book. And if you can finish more than one book, that's great. Some people finish books 2 or 3 days, one day in the bed, you know, depending on what you got to do. I know when I used to work at the loan store, I would take a book with me to read every week. And I would usually do 2 books a week because my down days were working there on Tuesdays. So I would finish a book that Tuesday and be reading another one by that Thursday, that Friday. If you can do that, that's great. But I challenge you to read one book, if not maybe more than one, but one book the month of February, because this is Black History Month. Like I said, if you haven't read anything from me, you can inbox me about pricing for a book, or you can check me out on Amazon, author Jeffrey Rochelle. I have 4 books, 2 series, and 2 standalones. So you can check me out on Amazon, or you can reach out to me via my inbox. I do PayPal, Cash App. And then if you have Kindle Unlimited, you can also read my books through that for free. Kindle Unlimited readers can read all 4 of my books for free. So if you have not read any of my books, check me out there on that platform as well, too. Like I said, also my other author brothers and sisters, if you have not read any, from stepping out of your genre, I should say, we always got the, well, I don't want to read that type of book, or I don't read the type of book. We got to learn to step outside our genre and give other people a chance, especially indie authors. I understand everybody has their favorite known author, but when you got an indie author, it's really, really hard for us to get that type of, you know, brand audience. As far as the marketing, things of that nature, it's really hard for us to reach the masses, I should say. So that's why I created this show, to give my other indie author brothers and sisters a chance to showcase their talent, let you know about their books, and, you know, so forth and so forth. I know we like Eric Jerome Dixon, we like Terry McMillan, we like Juan, we like Mary B. Morrison, we like Victoria Christopher Murray, we like Kimberly Lawson Roby, and I know all these authors very personally, myself, but we got the indie authors that, you know, you guys don't know about. So it's like, step outside your norm, give somebody a chance, scroll down the list. If you want to know who writes books that you have never heard about, even hit me up. I'll give you, you know, a list of books and authors and titles that, you know, are indie. So I definitely promote the reading literacy of an indie author and an indie book. But this month, like I said, I challenge you all to read one book, one African-American author, and give that author a review. If their books are on Amazon, I cannot stress this enough too. Please, please, please give the author a review. Y'all do not understand how far reviews go for us. Reviews, it lets the next person know how good the book was. But it also lets us know you enjoyed the book that we wrote and you took the time out to give back thanks. And that's your thanks by leaving a review. I stress reviews all the time. And I've gotten reviews, but I haven't gotten a lot of reviews. But I know that I stress the reviews, and I know that some people don't feel like leaving reviews, but you just don't know how much a review helps an author. So I stress it. Please, by all means, please, 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 after you finish a book, leave that author review. You don't know how much gratitude and thanks we are for that, and it lets the next reader know how good you thought the book was, or book. So after reading a book, leave an author a review. All right. So, without further ado, we come to the interview portion of my show. As always, I'm grateful to every author that comes on here. I'm grateful to interview every author that comes on here. And I learn a lot, and we make these interviews very, very fun and fantastic. And it gives, like I said, you readers a chance to know and learn who this author is. And tonight, I see her in the queue. We have author Champagne. And I want to get a chance to talk to her, let her talk about who she is, what she's written, where she's from, and all that good stuff. So without further ado, Saturday Spotlight, listening and tuned in through the queue, let's welcome author Champagne. Author Champagne, how are you doing tonight? Hello?
I am awesome, Jeff. Thank you for having me.
Hey, how are you?
I'm awesome. Can't complain. A wonderful Saturday.
Yes. No complaining don't do us no good at all, my sister.
Absolutely not.
Not at all, at all. And like I said, again, thanks for coming on the Saturday Spotlight. We appreciate it. So, to get this kicked off, let us know who is Author Champagne, what books you've written, and the title of those books, and also where you're from.
Author Champagne. That's interesting. I always find this particular question intriguing because I don't really like to talk about myself a lot. I'm often like, okay, what am I going to say here? But author, I am a published author, a screenwriter, ghostwriter, model, mom, motivational speaker. I've written The Goddess of Lust, Love and Infatuation, Part 1, and Part 2, Blissful Lust, and also an anthology with four other authors, Dark Memories. I originate from Rochester, New York. Shout out to Rochester. But I currently reside in North Carolina.
Okay. Okay. Awesome, awesome, awesome. So out of all your books that you've written, which one have you enjoyed the most? Or which one, I should say, if anybody likes to read it or you had any people to let you know, what's your most popular book?
I would say that my most popular and my baby would be the original Part 1 because that was the start of it all. It is intriguing to go back and see exactly what you have created, and just to continue that movement is an amazing thing.
All right. And how long have you been writing?
I've been an author since 2017.
Okay. Right around the same, well, I started a little bit before you. We're right around the same rock area, okay? And what motivated you, Champagne, to write? What was the thing that said, okay, I want to write a book? What was that motivation that gave you to, you know, go ahead to write your very first book?
I consider it pain to purpose because at the time that I decided that I was going to go ahead and write my book, I was going through a lot. And it was more therapy for me. I had already years ago thought about writing a book, but it actually came to play during pain. So I really say pain to purpose.
Okay. And was it like a heartbreak or was it, if I'm crying too much, let me know. But was it like a heartbreak? So was it that motivation that gave you to write the book?
Let's say something like a midlife crisis. How about that? We'll put it like that.
Okay.
It wasn't.
Okay.
You know, sometimes when you're transitioning, you're looking at your life and you're reevaluating things and you're figuring out what is your purpose? What are you doing? What is the main thing that makes you happy? And, of course, I'm a mother of 8. Thank God for that.
Oh, wow.
But, you know, my kids were older. So I'm like, okay, no more nourishing everybody. So what do I do? Where am I going? And I started at that point to look towards more of what I wanted to do.
Okay.
More of what I wanted to do and focus that on living my dreams. You know, I'm feeling like I'm not getting any younger. So let me live out my dreams. And if this is for me, this will work for me.
Okay. And you say you're a mother of 8?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I
so
am.
How, I'm
a proud mother.
Okay.
I'm sorry?
Yes. No, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
And I was just saying a proud mother. I was a single mother. And it is such a blessing that I have amazing kids. Even in their trying times, they're still amazing. So I'm just so thankful for them, because without them, the many things that I do now, I wouldn't be able to shuffle, because they taught me how to be able to multitask.
Okay. And I was going to ask you that. How, with, you know, with motherhood and everything, how have you been able to balance both? Because I definitely hear that in you. So how have you been able to balance both with motherhood and then writing as well, too?
The grace of God. I will say that first and foremost. Because I can't tell you. I'll tell you one thing. I'm not the average person that has this set schedule and you do this and you do that. Quite often, I find myself knowing that I have things to do, but being more spontaneous. That works for me. And as far as being able to juggle it, my kids, my grandkids are so amazing and so supportive that it's not, you know, grandma is not here or mom's not here. We know mom is working hard, so we're going to let her pass and we're going to video her for this event or this day. So it's just been an amazing supportive situation.
Okay, cool. So they're out there with you when you do the different events and that you have, and they're out helping mom and grandma. They're helping you out when you go do your different events. Okay, that's cool. That's cool. That's cool.
Yes, that is such an amazing thing to have, you know, your kids there to understand. And my kids, they are, like I said, to me, amazing. And, you know, they are educated and they're strong individuals, and they have, from the boys to the girls, have supported in every way possible, because I'm not sure that my sons were so into it at first.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, bringing them in along the way, they became more, you know, involved, which is great.
Awesome. So what year, Champagne, did you publish your first book? What year?
2017 was my first year. And I definitely think at that time, my mentor, Charnel from Charchet Publishing, Team Charchet.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes. She
love
is amazing.
Her, love her. Yes.
I love her. And she totally... As me coming in, not knowing anything really, because I'll tell you, I researched, I did all what I was supposed to do, and I was absolutely clueless to what the process really was. So I didn't know that you can research all you want, but until you actually go through the process, none of that even makes sense.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. I agree with you on that. Definitely. And shout out to Charnel. Yes, I love her too. I was on her show when I first started out, and this is what, you know, brought in my horizon to do it, because I was on her show. It was one of the things that, you know, got me out there and got me going with, you know, who I was. And so shout out to her. Definitely.
Absolutely.
Yes, definitely. So, Champagne, when I ask this question, because I know you get it a lot, and this is a question that comes from somebody that has not written a book, what is one of the things, or I should say three things, that you would give someone for advice when they say, you know, you wrote a book, Champagne, now I want to write a book? What advice can you give me on writing a book? What are three things that you would hit? What three key points would you give that person that wants to write a book?
One, believe in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Two, believe in yourself. Three, believe in yourself more. And I say that because you can learn everything else, but if you don't have the belief that you can make it, because family, friends, supporters, they're not going to be all what you thought it was going to be. So you want to believe in yourself and push forth like you already are who you say you are.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And you know, I tell people all the time, too, with that, they'll say, well, I ain't got the support from this person or my family. I tell them, too, keep going because it should not matter.
Absolutely.
Who's in your corner? Because for those that are not supporting you, there are thousands of people out there that will support you. And I can firsthand say that for myself, too, because a lot of my family does not support me. I have a lot that do, but there are some that don't. And it bothered me
right.
at first, Champagne, but then I was just like,
yes.
you just said, you got to keep pushing for it for yourself, you know. So,
And that's what I feel, Jess. I'm mm-hmm. sorry about that, but that's what I feel. I mean, as I learned, I understand that the gift you have starts with you and it ends with you. So, yes,
yep.
you may have people supporting you or you may not have people supporting you, but it starts with you and it ends with you. So continue with you, believe in you, believe in you. That's the number one thing that I believe, 1, 2, and 3, believe in you. And to me, believing in you, along the way, you will also become either spiritual or you will have your conversation with God and he'll learn how to believe in you more.
Exactly. Amen to that. Amen to that. Amen to that. So, Champagne, what is your go-to for when you're writing? And when I say go-to, it's like, do you have something you snack on? Do you listen to music? What's like your go-to?
you know what? Okay, I'm going to tell you. First, I absolutely, and this is crazy because I'm actually giving you guys some insider here that nobody really knows but my family, and that would be my children, right?
Uh-huh.
First, I could not bring my creativity out, just bring it out. I would drink some wine. I would just write. I would write pages. I would be up for 10 hours writing. I said, this cannot be it. So I learned how to be creative without anything else but the actual creativity that I had. So I actually listen to music, and it sounds funny. I'm listening to music and I'm writing. And it doesn't have to be a specific type of music. It just has to be the music I like. And it helps
right.
bring my creativity out.
Right. Right. Do you own an Alexa?
Say that again.
Do you own an Alexa?
An Alexa, yes, I do.
Okay, cool. I applaud you on that. And I say that, Champagne, because I tell every author they need to have an Alexa on their desk or wherever they write at, because it's like that helps us out. That really does help us
yes.
out. I applaud you on that. You're the first one to say, yeah, I got one.
Yes. Listen, I was listening to Alexa before we started this interview because Alexa is my best friend right now. Like,
mm-hmm.
I literally, everything that comes out of me is through music. And I feel that is a gift through music, through thoughts, a random, you know, I may look at something and say, hey, that could be a story. Where someone else may look at it and say, okay, that's just what it is. It's a garbage can, you know.
Right.
And I can say, hey, that's not a garbage can. Do you not see how people are, like, properly putting their garbage in there? That's more than a garbage can. But
right.
yeah, and that's coming from music. As I learned through meditation and things like that, music is a point of therapy, just like writing it.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes, there have been times where I've leaned on my Alexa, and I even get playlists from different authors that are on my Facebook page. It's like they'll be talking about, well, I got a playlist. I'm like, give it to me because I need it because I'm going through writer's block right now. So it's like that music, it definitely helps you, and it just puts you in a calm, subtle place for you to write to.
Yes. Yes.
Definitely. Now, you said you do some modeling on the side, too?
Yes, I do.
Okay, how long have you been modeling?
I've been modeling again since 2016. Home previously, I've done like hair shows, nothing big. Like I said, when I had my epiphany, I decided that nothing was going to stop me. Everything that I've ever dreamed of doing, I was going to try. And at that moment, I didn't limit myself, and I still don't. I don't even know what other gifts God has inside of me, but I know the ones that I do have, I'm going full force. And modeling, anybody who knows me personally can say I love fashion, I love hair, I love clothes, I love all of that. I always have. And so I fit in, I fit in easily in that field.
Okay. Awesome. And kudos to you definitely on that too. And then you said you're a ghostwriter too?
Yes, I am.
Oh, wow. So you're just busy. Very busy.
I thank God for my mentor, John Alexander. He has been such a blessing to me. When they say you have gifts and certain people can bring them out, he has been that person for me. He's been mentoring me with screenwriting. I had already been writing, but it wasn't in a professional format. So he has been mentoring and training me. And when I say, like I said, when a person can pull out every gift in you and God sends them your way to help you, you must grab that. You must grab that.
Yeah.
You must be open to everything. You don't turn down. If I say, hey, I'm speaking to you, you could be a model. That's, why would you turn that down? Because you don't see yourself what someone else sees in you. So why not try it at least? So I'm so thankful. When I say he is awesome, he is awesome. Coach John, Training Academy has been such a blessing for me. And what's better to be coached by someone who's already contracted with, like, HBO? His show is coming out in July. It's just blessings on top of blessings. And I'm just excited about it because, there's no limit to where I can go and what I can do. And I'm ready and willing to share other people's stories that just may not feel that they're able to get that out, or they're not able to format that into a book. But that's what I'm here for, to help.
Okay, gotcha. And definitely. And that's wonderful with that goal, because when I saw you were a ghostwriter, I was like, okay, I've heard about the ghostwriting, and I'm like, okay, how does that go? So that's one of the questions I definitely want to ask you that I'm glad you answered. But yes, Champagne, you're a busy woman, and I admire that about you. And I like the fact that you're very goal, goal oriented and goal driven with what you're doing. That speaks a lot of volumes about you as well.
Thank you so much. My main goal is it's enough for all of us to make a difference out here and make money. And at the end of the day, it isn't just my gift. You don't know what gift you have. It's so funny. I remember my uncle, when I wrote my second book, he gave me some, he was telling me about his poem, and I was so into it. And I was like, wow, I didn't know all my family, like a lot of my family is very talented, thank God. But he gave me an idea to put a poem in the back of every book that I have. And that's what I've been doing.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Right. Okay. So that's something that takes me away from what everybody else is doing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a blessing to be you.
Yes. Yes, definitely, definitely. Okay. Well, Champagne, we're going to switch gears here for a second because I got, which I'm kind of happy about, a lot of callers in the queue. I usually get more listeners than callers, and I got a lot of callers in the queue tonight, so I want to take a few calls just to hear people, you know, ask you some one or two questions just to limit it because we only on to 9 o'clock. So everybody that's listening, when I click on you, if you want to give well wishes, just to say hey or whatever to Champagne, that's cool. But just keep it minimum limited to 2 minutes because we only get to 9 o'clock. So I'm going to start off with area code 585, and the last four is 2352. You're on the Saturday Spotlight with Author Champagne and Author Jeff. Go ahead and speak.
Hey, Champagne. How are you?
Hello, I'm awesome. Thank you for your support.
You're very welcome. So I just wanted to know exactly when were you going to be putting your next book out?
So I'm actually working on putting my next book out within by Mother's Day, honestly. And this will be a different genre, and this will be sci-fi, falling off of my concept in the Dark Memories. So, yes, look out for that.
Okay, great. And also, another question I had, what do you do to keep you motivated as an author, you know, with life situations on the regular as well? What do you do to keep you motivated?
I pray often, I meditate often, and I love God and put Him first.
I will definitely be looking forward to reading your next book, and I am following you on Facebook, so I will stay updated by that. And I just hope you guys have a wonderful night, and I'm definitely enjoying listening to you guys.
Thank you so much, and continue to support, and I love you guys, and thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for calling. Okay, so now I'm going to go to area code 727, last four is 5602. You're on the Saturday Spotlight with Author Champagne and Jeff. Go ahead and speak.
How y'all guys doing today?
Hello.
How you doing?
How are you?
I'm doing fine. It's good to I'm hear y'all show, and it's a pleasure to listen to you.
Well, thank you very much for your support.
I hope y'all guys have a lot of success in whatever y'all trying to do.
Okay, thank you.
Thank
so
you,
much.
And it's always great to hear that. Continue to listen in and support Author Champagne and Jeff at the Author Spotlight, and we appreciate you.
You're welcome.
All right, have a good night. Okay, so I'm going to move now to area code 301, last four is 7099. You're on the Author Spotlight with Author Champagne and Jeff. Go ahead and speak.
Hey, this is your cousin Lisa from Maryland. I just want to wish you all the best. I think you're awesome. I mean, coming from where we came from, upstate New York, where, you know, other New Yorkers don't even know there's another part of New York, which is the countryside. But I'm just wanting to know, I'm just so proud of you. I mean, it's big when we make it, when we follow our dreams, and, you know, we don't get stuck in that, you know, what's going around us, you know, the different things that's going on in that city. You was able to make a difference and, you know, elevate your life to a standard, and you're a beautiful person. I love the confidence that you have. You'll never understand how proud I am of you, okay? I love you. My only question is, like, take for you to put a book together? You get an idea. Well, how long before you put it to writing and next thing you know, it's at the publisher's hands and we're able to read it?
Awesome. Thank you for asking that question. It depends. It really depends for me because as I learned along my journey, the first book took me about 7 months. But now I can do a book in 2 months. So
wow.
there's no limit because I know what it takes. I know how long it takes to get copyrighted, printed, things like that, you know. So when it's your passion and you're definitely involved, it doesn't take much. Thank you for asking that question, and I appreciate your support, and I love you so much.
Yes, and thank you, Jeff, because without you, word's not going to get out. So I appreciate you, too, for putting the word out, getting her out there, and, you know, showing that support, because we can't do it without someone like yourself supporting us. So I thank you also, Jeff.
Oh, no problem. Thank you. Thank you for calling in.
Blessings. Bye-bye.
All right. Have a good evening.
Thank you.
All right. So now we're going to move to area code 757. Last four is 4030. You're on the Saturday Spotlight with Jeff and Author Champagne. Go ahead and speak.
Yo, welcome, welcome. Thank you. Thank you, Jeff, man. First of all, I'd like to thank you for the Author Spotlight. This is Coach John, by the way. I've been listening.
Hi, hey. John.
Hey, Jeff, man. I love your concept. Keep up the good work, man. Blow up. Man, I just want you to be successful. I love the show. Thank you for having this platform. And I'd like to thank Sharon Champagne Terry for all she's done. She is phenomenal. She is going to do some awesome things. And if you get out there listening, if you don't know how to write a book and you don't have time to write a book, she's now your ghostwriter to write books for you. She knew how to write a book. She knew how to publish a book. She knew how to, you know, get it to where it needs to be. So if you guys out there listening, give her a call, inbox her to help you, well, to help you to help her write your book for you. She's now a ghostwriter. So that's all I got to say. You can own how to hang up. I'm going to keep listening. Y'all can hang up now, so y'all keep
up
the good work.
So, awesome. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, brother, for calling in.
No problem.
All right, have a good one. Okay, now we're going to move to area code 570, last 42306. You're on the Saturday Spotlight with Author Champagne and Jeff. Go ahead and speak.
Hello, everyone. This is Author Charnel Wham, Chasse Publisher.
Oh,
Champagne.
My God. Hey, Charnel.
Amazing.
How y'all doing?
We are awesome. Even better now.
Thank you. I was listening to your show. Thank y'all for the nice remarks y'all said about me. I loved it. Thank y'all so much.
Yes.
And congratulations on you, Champagne.
So
you're doing your thing. Champagne is doing her thing. Congratulations. I'm so proud of you, Champagne. Because I still remember our first phone call, how we stayed on the phone for hours.
Yes. Yes, I had so many questions because I knew, but I didn't know. So, yes, thank you so much for the direction. And, I mean, look at where your mentoring has gotten someone like me that has the passion for what I'm doing. It's not just a job. This is my life. And, I mean, just look at, too, how you develop people. So you have to be thankful for that as well. And I'm so, so grateful for, you know, God putting certain people in my life, you, Coach John, because I don't take a lot. because my drive is already there. So when you instill that in me, it's over. I can't stop.
And I see you all over the map now. I see where you're going. I just want to let you know that I am so proud of you because you listen to me. You listen. I said, Champagne, when I give you something, run with it. If I got a radio show for your magazine, run with it. You did it, Champagne. You took my advice. You ran, and you're still running. And I'm so proud of you. I'm really into
Thank
the bottom
you so
of my
much.
Heart. I'm proud of you. And keep continuing doing the good work that you're doing. And you know I'm following you.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that so much.
You're welcome. And thank you, too, Jeff, because I remember you was on my show. Thank you, too.
Yes. Thank you for the platform. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you. And enjoy the rest of your evening. I'm going to continue on listening. Congratulations again,
All right,
Champagne.
Y'all.
Thank you so much.
All right, Charnell.
Okay.
All right. And we got time for, I think, one more call. I'm going to bring them in and see if they want to speak. I can't really see the numbers, but you're on the Saturday Spotlight with Author Jeff and Champagne. Go ahead and speak.
Hello. Good evening.
Hello.
Just wanted to show my support tonight to both of you.
Thank you.
I'm proud.
That is awesome.
I'm proud of you also.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. That means a whole lot to both of us, I'm pretty sure. And we appreciate the support. Don't stop supporting because support is important. Even though we are already have that certain confidence in ourselves, support is definitely important.
Yes, it is. You're welcome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, thanks for calling in.
You're welcome.
All right. Have a good evening.
You all.
All right. Author Champagne. So, let the people know where they can reach you at on social media before we get out of here.
So Instagram, you can reach me, Authoress Champagne. Twitter, Authoress Champagne. Facebook, Sharon Champagne Terry. Or ChampagneBooks1@gmail.com. You can email me. My books are on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Walmart.com, Book a Million, and you can inbox me or email me to receive a personal copy.
Oh, okay. And any future events coming up for you this year?
So I have so much going on as far as any events for as an author. The best thing I can tell you right now is look out for that sci-fi that's coming. Oh, my, is it coming? The Essence of the Soul. So keep looking for that. It's definitely coming towards your city.
Okay. All right. Well, again, Author Champagne, Sharon Terry, I thank you for coming on tonight, ma'am. I'm excited about the things that you got in future in store for yourself. And like I said, thank you for coming on. Thank you for sharing your platform with us, I should say. And I hope to have you on the show again as well.
I am so thankful for you, Jeff, that there's not many platforms for indie artists. You know, indie authors have to really fight our way. It's like an independent artist. Most people don't know, you know, the term that we use. So independent authors have to fight their way through the industry. We're not promoted by this big company. Everything you see, we personally do. So if you see an independent author, support them, whether it's me, Jeff, I know somebody, you know, John, somebody else, support them because everything you see, you may see that they look like they're doing amazing things, but I will tell you that they're doing it on their own.
Yes.
So it is crucial for the support. And I thank you for your platform of giving people like myself, you know, a platform to let people know exactly who we are, because we are so, we're fighting. And we're fighting and we're fighting until we get to the top. And when you get to the top, nobody's going to personally really know you. So this type of platform is important for me so people can know me before I get all the way to the top.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes. Well, I definitely thank you for coming on again. Like I said, I'm excited for your future endeavors as well. You got to come back on the show again later on.
Absolutely.
Going on with you too. Definitely. Definitely.
Right?
It's been a pleasure. Yes.
Yes, it has. It has. Definitely. 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 All right. Well, if nothing else, I say have a good rest of your weekend, and I definitely will touch bases with you again.
Well, I would like to, if you don't mind, first and foremost, I would like to thank and praise God for everything. Everything that he's done for me, everything that he will do for me and everyone else, if you just believe and you keep pushing forward. Because when, no matter what everybody else has to say, he has the last say-so. So at the end of the day, for me, I just want to be thankful for that. And I want to be thankful for my 8 children and everybody that support me. God has a plan for me. He has a plan for you. And in order to execute it, you must follow him first.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Well, Saturday Spotlight, it's been Author Champagne Terry. Thanks for coming on.
You're welcome, and I will absolutely be back.
Yes, ma'am, and I'll talk with you soon.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good evening.
You do the same.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you guys have it. We have author Sharon Champagne Terry on tonight. You can check her out on Facebook at author Sharon Champagne Terry. She's on there. She's on IG as well, too. She's a model and a ghostwriter. So if you need those manuscripts written, if you feel like you can't write it, hit her up, author Champagne Terry, Sharon Champagne Terry. Thank you again for coming on tonight, and I look forward to having you on again soon. Next week is my pre-Valentine's Day show. We talk with the Prince of Erotica, Milwaukee's own, Cartier Julien, and Tiffany Forbes, and we go back and forth with a male versus female game. It's going to be awesome next week on the Saturday Spotlight. You don't want to miss it, the pre-Valentine's Day show, and it will host authors Cartier Julien and Tiffany Forbes. So this is me signing out. Have a good rest of your weekend. Remember, the only thing you do for Christ is the only thing that will last. And we'll see you next week on the Saturday Spotlight. Good night.